Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
.8 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Did you hear that little news thing that said that they're trying to make Cheetos and Doritos and Fritos healthier? Please keep your grubby, non-orange-stained fingers off of my snacky bits. No, I don't want healthy Cheetos. It defeats the whole purpose of Cheetos. Hence the name, Cheat-O's. Now just leave them alone. If that's your biggest problem, I got orange powder on my fingers. Well, then lick it off and leave me alone. Be done with it. Stop it. Not everything needs to be kale and quinoa. In fact, kale and quinoa don't want to be kale and quinoa. Come on, get a clue, will you? All right, hey, happy morning to you. It is Jeff Katz, happy to be pinch-hitting for a day or two to help out Jeremy. I want to make that clear for the record. Here to help out Jeremy, because I love Jeremy. Nah, other people I tolerate, but Jeremy I like. All right, listen, gang, Tony Pham is just one of the best guys that I know, and a guy who has given so much to our nation in terms of service. He knows a thing or two, having been the principal legal advisor up there at ICE and having been the ICE director, you know, knows a thing or two about this whole illegal immigration issue. And so I'm curious, Tony, now a senior fellow with the America First Policy Institute, but I want to pick his brain a little bit about this Chicago mayor saying he wants the United Nations to be involved. Good morning, Tony.
Jeff, good morning. Good morning to all the morning listeners. You caught me at a good time. I've had my 12 cups of coffee. I'm rearing to go, man.
Excellent. Well, I love to hear it. You are fully caffeinated. We wind you up. Tom Holman had some less than kind words, although thoroughly accurate words, about the mayor of Chicago. I think he just said he's not that bright. What is it that this mayor of Chicago is doing to, it seems to me, enable illegal immigration and attacks on law enforcement?
All I have to say is, for our listeners here, we should be very grateful that none of us live in Chicago under that type of leadership. I mean, we're looking at their budget hole being northward of $1.2 billion for the next fiscal year that he's trying to close the gap on, and a large portion of that is well northward of the 100 plus millions of dollars that the Chicago City taxpayers under his leadership had to spend on services being provided to illegal immigrants who came to this country illegally, and that he's still trying to shield. And so we sit back and we watch. This is the direct result of failed liberal policies being implemented by failed liberal leadership. Yep. And the people that ultimately end up paying for this will be the individual taxpayers, both in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, because their governor is just as equally as bad. And I always say this, when you look at the billionaire Governor Pritzker, he lives such a life of privilege, doesn't he, that he could spend all the taxpayer money because it doesn't really impact him financially. But We've all seen the devastating economic impacts of failed policies because of this last few weeks of individuals who are struggling paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet. And these are American citizens. These are individual citizens that we're supposed to be trying to help. But having written a paper on this, we're spent localities like Boston, Mayor Johnson out in Chicago are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to provide services to illegal immigrants, yet we still have homeless veterans who are sleeping out on the streets. Make it make sense, Jeff.
I wish I could. Tony Pham joining us this morning, a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute. Tony, I frankly worry what happens after January. We have folks now moving into the executive mansion and lieutenant governor slot, and Lord knows the attorney general position, who seem to care a hell of a lot more about criminals of all stripes than those of us who are law-abiding citizens, and they don't seem to care at all about law enforcement.
Yeah, that was a huge concern. Certainly from my perspective, having been a frontline prosecutor, sending folks to jail, but also being what I would describe as a compassionate jailer when I took over Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. When I say compassionate, we had rules, yep. We had laws, we had accountability metrics that individuals, that's the law. We had to apply it. And then the execution of the sentencing, the execution of the pathways back to rehabilitation and back into becoming a meaningful member of society, that happened on the back end, never on the front end, right? Where we enable bad behavior, we enable criminal behavior through the social justice model, which creates nothing but a poor environment. We've seen it play out firsthand in Charlotte, right? The social justice models, the cash bail, no cash bail policies that enable individual or policymakers and enact because they want to feel good about themselves. And certainly I get it. The community members want to say this is a great policy, but it's failed policy in its enactment, right, in operational level, because those who've been in the profession from front end prosecution, law enforcement to back end corrections, we recognize that there's a time and a place, Jeff. I will say this to be reasonable to all the listeners. I'm not always going to be a hammer on these issues. There's a time and a place to implement compassionate, humane reentry social justice policies. But typically speaking, that's after the accountability metric is meted out, right?
That's right.
And that's intended to help protect law-abiding citizens who rely on policy decision makers and leadership to protect them from individuals who display characteristics of predatory behavior.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get that. I just don't think so because, again, I'm taken aback by how Virginia can see that we had an individual who expressed certain ideations of death of children. Being a father myself, I was taken aback by reading some of those texts. I appreciate his apology, Jeff, to a degree. But again, I always say this, especially to my children who voted. Well, my son voted the first time this year. I said he has already expressed characteristics that should disqualify him from that chief law enforcement role. But hey, right. the voters of Virginia have spoken, and we are going to sit back and we're all going to experience the consequences of the vote. And that's just how our system of government works.
I think the phrase you're looking for is buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. That's how I would describe it. I love the idea. You talked about the compassion portion of jailing. And folks are often surprised by that. But the reality is you established that, I think, out at Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. I think Colonel Witham continues your view of that. I know Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard sees that. Up here in my neck of the woods, we have Colonel Nathan Webble over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Same sort of thing. Nobody's taking away the accountability portion.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But there's also an acknowledgement. Hey, these are human beings. And,
sure.
And we treat people, we treat everybody with respect and with dignity. And people are held accountable. And that means that at some point they are fully prepared to re-enter society and be productive citizens, paying their taxes, bringing the trash cans down after the truck is
sure.
You know, doing everything we want from our neighbors. It's just that simple.
Sure. No, absolutely. Right. And I always shy away from that phrase of being a compassionate conservative, because I don't really understand what the latter part of being conservative, you're supposed to, you know, preface it with being compassionate. Look, we're just human beings.
That's right.
Right. We're human beings who are entrusted with a degree of responsibility by those of us who either elected to those positions or appointed to those positions. But we have a substantial degree of responsibility to protect those outside the walls. But we also have a tremendous responsibility as human beings to prepare those individuals that we know have short sentences or will eventually one day be released back into the community, to figure out a way to make them better human beings so they don't repeat their mistakes. Now, don't get me wrong, Jeff. You and I have seen it, because you visited my jail before. There are folks that should never be on the outside of those walls. And unfortunately, that's the hard reality that I think a lot of individuals who buy into the social justice model fail to forget, is that those individuals are the ones that we certainly have to maintain strict compliance and control over, so they don't ever get into a position to hurt other inmates, even, mind
that's
you.
Right?
Because we're seeing that story play out now in the recent news story in Greensville, aren't we?
That's right. That's exactly
that there are stories, that those are real life stories, the real issues that I think voters and reasonable people in Virginia should come to accept, that, again, expect our policymaker and leadership to be very, very, very keen on holding criminals accountable for their actions, but be in a position to then also be in, to help them make better decisions, rehabilitate as they reenter our communities.
Perfect. That's exactly it. Well, thank you, my friend. That is Tony Pham, senior fellow with the American First Policy Institute. Great guy, even if he didn't give out Halloween candy. 844, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.